My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, so Kenny, the neighbor was going to Punta Cana, which I've never been. I've heard really good things. So I was entrusted to take care of the yard again. Get out, make sure to water those plants. Oh, she's got a great setup in front and in the back. It's a three-pronged effort. I'm not going to bore you with the details of how I go about doing it. And then the power went out. And so, you know, we're texting with her and keeping her updated. I volunteered. I said, do you need me to go in your fridge, toss a bunch of stuff? Yeah, I'm doing what I can to help Kenny in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
My question is this. Our life has been so upside down lately. I have obviously noticed that she's going to need more than just water in her yard. Her yard's a mess because of the storm that came through. And my question to you is, am I on the hook?
Yes.
Am I on the hook to take care of the debris that's all over her front and backyard?
Yes.
And there, way more than my yard.
Yes.
Way more.
Did you already clean up your debris?
It is clean.
All right. Now you got to go over and clean up her debris.
Very nice and orderly.
One, to get away from Sarah Ono. Two, because if you go over and you make sure her debris is cleaned up.
Yeah.
You will have made sure that she will do you favors and will think highly of you and talk highly of you till kingdom come. All right. Now, I mean, you can't just go out and be a jerk neighbor for the rest of your life, obviously. But if you make sure she's going to come home, when does she come home? Imagine Sunday or something.
Okay. Next Monday.
Next Monday. Jeez, yeah. What a nice long vacation. Congratulations on all her success.
Or this one. Yeah, this Monday.
Okay. So if the yard is clear and everything is taken care of, then you're going to be in business for a long time there. Now, I don't know how long you intend to stay in that house. It's always a discussion. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's your first house. Maybe you'll stay there forever. Maybe you'll move here in a couple years. But either way, you take care of a neighbor's house, and you take care of a neighbor's house through a crisis, like what's going on right now.
Points.
With no point. Well, yeah.
Earns me big points. Well,
good neighbors, man. They are so, like Liz and I, we will not move. Get rid of realtor.com on my phone. No reason. I ain't moving.
I thought I saw you looking at something the other day.
We always look. I look all the time.
You gotta look.
You don't really look. Like, I like to be a looky-loo, but I'm not really looking. Like, I'm not planning on moving. I'm entrenched now in the neighborhood. But
it's a Hunting Valley home just went on sale. $20 million. The most expensive in the region's history.
Who buys that?
We'll pull some of our assets together. I don't know.
I was saying, who? And you guys all say that people can't afford to go to Browns games when they have the new stadium. We got $20 million
on. $20 million home. Brandon Ayuk's not even going to want to buy a $20 million home.
Well, that's a year's salary for him. Well, you know, not after he gets paid. He wants to have $10 million left over. So you take care of her yard, you're going to be fine. I'm telling you gave your word, you follow through with your word.
I like everything you're telling me, but don't forget, I have a few more responsibilities now at home.
I don't care about your responsibilities.
Because
of
the lack of power at our home, mm-hmm. and
you've got to do the butter churning now.
I got to do a whole bunch more right now than I normally do. So to then tell my wife, "Hey, I'm going to go work on the neighbor's yard for the next hour and a half."
Her yard is in your hands, dude.
Which is what it would take.
You gave your word. You gave your word.
To water. That's what I had given the word.
Well, you got plenty of water, but you got to get the stick. How bad is the? How thick are the branches?
I might have to get the chainsaw. Bernie gave me the chainsaw.
Perfect,
I might have to get to work.
Perfect excuse.
But I'm telling you, then she's got both of the kids in the darkness.
Who cares? God, for the love of God, people were married with kids without power for a very long period of time. And then Ben Franklin came around, and now we have power. And now all of a sudden it's a crisis the second you leave the house. Take care of your business. Be a man.
I don't think it's that. I think it's also feeling like I have some responsibilities at home that I have to get to.
It's next door. It's not like you're going across the city to go take care of someone else's yard.
But now I'm thrusting the two under two to my wife.
Help me.
I know that wasn't under your purview. You didn't have to worry about that as much.
He can't do it in there. He can't take care of himself in the other room. He needed a hotel room last night, and then, of course, he won't even take advantage of a hotel room and call anybody over because
no
he's
friends.
Too afraid over there. He ain't got any friends to
no
do it anyway.
Friends.
So now, all of a sudden, I got to get you over here to help me. Please help me.
How would your wife feel about that, having her be stuck with the kids while you're working on a neighbor's
yard? Before
the
storm happened that you had made this deal
to water, and she wasn't thrilled about that, by the way, because that does take time. She's got a ton of plants and
a ton of flowers. You're a father. You're not a prisoner, for crying out loud.
I know, but I'm not being a father to them while I'm out watering and doing things with the neighbors.
Put her in the cart, so now, the cozy coop I gave you to occupy her time and go water it.
She does not like that experience.
This is untenable. This is just untenable.
What is untenable?
My God. Nothing. I'm going to bite my tongue.
Well, you got to understand,
just ridiculous.
Kenny, we have a little different dynamic at home. I mean, we don't have the, we all can't have the, Liz, hey, Liz, take care of the three kids. Maybe I'll see him over the week.
She has a job.
It's a very different situation.
What do you mean I see him over the week? I'm not Harry Chapin.
How much did you see your kids when you were doing the night show?
When I was doing the night show?
Yeah.
At night? Well, I didn't have any of the kids when I was doing the night show. In the morning, Axel was born, I started doing mornings. That's basically how it went. That's basically exactly how it went. And so when I was doing the night show on set, yeah, like there's times where I miss them during the day.
Like your kids are at school now, it doesn't matter. But we still send them to preschool. Right, but from the moment I get, well, they're too young for that. So from the moment I get home.
Yes, he's two.
I am with the kids. My wife is working. I then take the kids. So if I am now next door doing things for the neighbor, my wife has to stop what she's doing to do this with the kids.
You're still not back.
You didn't have that same situation. It's very different. I think you're applying your situation to me, not the case.
When I was in Ridgeville, I had the same spots and moments, and I've told you this before, where I'd mow the grass and I'd be accused of just going out and mowing the grass to get away from them. And I'd have to come in and deal with all that bleep. And I told you all the times before, it was never always hunky-dory, and I always dealt with it. Because again, you're not the first person at the radio station and not the last. You might be the last. I mean, I don't know about the incel over here. But you're not the first person at the radio station to have kids. We all dealt with it. But you gave your word to your neighbor, Tone. That's what this is all about. You gave your word. Don't go back on your word. They're going to remember that forever.
It doesn't feel like my wife cares about that right now.
You treat her like a warden, and, well, you keep treating her like a warden, and you're going to turn into Tim Robbins very quickly. That's all I'm going to say. Tone?
As long as you don't turn into Red, you'll be okay.
But Brooks, technically, you don't want to turn into Brooks.
Sorry,
yeah,
Brooks, not Red.
Stan in Cleveland, hello, go.
Anthony, I've got four kids. You'll have plenty of opportunity to disappoint your wife later. Your neighbors will remember this for the rest of the time you live next door. They'll remember you took care of them, and your wife will respect it.
There you go.
You'll get the side eye for like 4 hours,
yep.
And then you'll be good.
They're gonna sit there. This lady is gonna sit there and tell his wife about how great her husband is, and that's gonna be the end of it. Ask yourself, this is an arrogant thing to say. I'll leave you with this. She gonna leave you? She leave you for picking up the branches of the next door neighbor? That's what I always say when there's a question.
There have been some threats over the last few months.
I go, what are you gonna do, Liz? You gonna leave me? You gonna leave me over that? No. She ain't gonna leave you. Not while the kids are little, she ain't gonna leave you. Nuh-uh, not a chance.
At what point do I have to worry about it?
Over picking up the refuse of the neighbors while it blew over because of the storm that you said you would take care of their yard? Mm-mm, ain't going to do it. And if she does, good riddance. I said what I said.
Good riddance.
Good riddance.
All right.
Coming up at 9 o'clock.
Need a place to crash in Streetsboro.
Nathan Zagura.
Then I can actually leave the house.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.